Welcome to the Tuesday, June 2nd meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. And if anyone is here for House Bill 2655, that bill is not quite ready, so we're going to be carrying that over to our next hearing. And so we have one bill that we will take up in a few minutes, but right now we have two people here for executive appointment confirmation hearings, so we will start with those. So I will begin by opening a public hearing on the appointments of, are we going to do one at a time? Okay, so I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Douglas Smith to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, if you'd like to come forward. And have a seat. And so we're the committee that recommends to the full Senate that you be confirmed. And so what we'd like to hear from you is just say your name for the record, tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on the State Hospital Advisory Board.
My name is Douglas Smith. I'm a nurse employed at the Oregon State Hospital. I've been there about 6 years. I'm a longtime resident of Oregon, born and raised here in Salem, probably lived here over 40 years. My position on the board, and I've been filling in there since the last person my position left about a year and a half ago, is as a non-voting member and the AFSCME representative for the nurses union at the hospital. But I like to be involved at the hospital. I plan on staying there till I'm retired. My wife works there also as a nurse, and I like to have input and see where the hospital is going and have enjoyed seeing where the hospital is going.
Great. Okay. Well, we're glad that you're willing to take on this responsibility. Do we have any questions?
Just for clarification, he's been filling in the non-voting member, but he's actually up for a voting position now. Is that correct?
I do not believe so.
Okay. It's a non-voting appointment then.
Yes. Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And I will close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Donna Hurt to the State Board of Licensed Clinical Social Workers, if you'd like to come forward. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. If you could just say your name for the record and then, as the other gentleman did, tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Board for Clinical Social Workers.
Certainly. I'm Donna Hurt. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. My practice is in Salem, Oregon. I have been in the social work field since 1997. I have taught as a social worker. I have done medical social work in the hospice field. And I have a background that I think will be useful to the Clinical Social Work Board, licensed social work board. I have a real strong belief that people who need services that social workers provide should be respected and be treated ethically and appropriately. And being on the social work board, I think, will help me be able to do that in a better way for a wider group.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for taking this on in addition to, I'm sure, a busy life as a social worker. Any questions for Ms. Hurt? Okay. Thank you again, and we'll let you go.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a work session and move the following appointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Douglas Smith to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board and Donna Hurt to the State Board of Licensed Clinical Social Workers. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Nope.
Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Thank you both for being here. And I think I'll assign myself to carry this since Senator Boquist has carried about the last three batches, and this is a small one. And so, okay.
Oh, I understand. So I'm getting the next large one.
Go.
I see how this is working. I get it.
I don't know. It might be Senator Farioli's turn next time. And I'll close the work session and open a work session on Senate Bill 832A. And we took this up, I think, last week, but the paperwork wasn't ready. But Erin, would you just refresh our memories on where we're at?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 832A, the underlying bill requires Oregon Health Authority to set standards for coordinated care organizations to integrate delivery of mental health services with Physical Health Services. You have a dash A6 amendment, replaces the original measure and establishes behavioral health homes to be used by coordinated care organizations. It requires Oregon Health Authority set standards for achieving integration of behavioral and physical health services in patient-centered primary care homes and behavioral homes via rulemaking. Permits use of applicable billing codes by providers in patient-centered primary care homes and behavioral health homes. Creates necessary definitions, including integrated behavioral health care and behavioral health home. There is an emergency clause on the measure. You have a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact on the dash A6 amendment, which is before you.
Okay, thank you, Erin. And we did take some invited testimony on this last week and was all in support of the dash A6 amendment. So I think the bill is ready to work. Senator Farrell, I don't know, Senator Farrell, if you were here that day.
I was, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Okay, so do we have a motion?
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash A6 amendment to Senate Bill 832.
Senator Farrelly has moved the dash A6 amendments to Senate Bill 832. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection? Amendment is adopted. Senator Farrelly.
Madam Chair, I move SB 832A to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Senator Farrelly has moved SB 832A to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. And do you need a volunteer to carry this bill on the floor? Senator Boquist has volunteered.
I see I'm being looked at, so I guess it's my turn to be voluntold.
Okay, great. And so Senator Boquist will carry. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 832. And with nothing further to come before us today, we're adjourned. Nothing to further to come.